And Hillary Emma?
Thank you. So I'm here to represent a voice that can't be present with us this evening. Those are the citizens of Frederickstad. This is a letter dated August 29th, 2019. Ours is a working class residential area in the 82,286 inhabitant town of Frederickstad, Norway. Our new neighbor across the street is the first land-based fish farm in our country and promised to be the biggest worldwide. Owned by Nordic Aqua Farms, it started production in late May this year. Initially, we were all generally positive and felt the dialogue with the company to be good. Now, not so. First, the building process lasted ages. It was 2 years late in completion, mainly because of a large Danish contractor that took some geological shortcuts, nearly derailing the whole project and ending up in court. During construction, a gray haze of clay dust engulfed our homes, gardens, and cars time and again, as well as the lungs of our local kindergarten kids. All that is history. Terrible while it lasted. Now comes the future. This local future of ours held a surprise, a strange and constant humming noise, 24/7. Now we happen to be in the front line, literally, but the inhabitants of the row houses behind us on the adjacent street have started complaining too, saying that if they sleep with open windows, as most of us do, some in the summertime only, others all year round, then they hear it all night, plus the following day, plus the following night, etc., etc., forever and ever. One of us had a talk with a worker at the site. He confirmed not only that this will last indefinitely, but also that it is due to the great fans needed to cool the fishing tanks being directed towards us. Asked whether the company could have built these noise machines at the far end of the fish farm from us, he said, sure, just another mistake, but it can't be righted now. Only the first fan or ventilator machine has started up. At least one more has been readied. One guy attending a meeting in one of our houses had taken home from his job a decibel meter, and sure enough, during our meeting in one of our houses had taken, during our meeting he recorded 60 decibels in an open window. It would have been much more if Nordic Aqua Farms had not put up a tall earth wall towards us. Are they doing the same in Belfast, building an anti-noise wall? Incidentally, some of us recall Aqua Farms director Eric Heim, also of Belfast fame, promising us flat, there will be no noise. Well, thank you then. Instead, we now get 60 decibels with no respite. What fantastic lack of empathy, caring, decency, and for that matter, logic. Why pester us and forever? Because someone simply didn't know how to think. So there we are, and there you are. We are following the fishy business developing in Belfast with keen interest. We think you ought to be as skeptical as we unfortunately have learned to be. As we have unfortunately learned to be close from close-up experience. I think that Nordic has already demonstrated that they are financially, technically, and morally incapable of completing this project.